And today on Stranger Than Fiction, we have two stories of unidentified flying objects, or UFOs. The first one comes from Brazil. Listen and make up your own mind. In 1957, the Brazilian Navy set up a weather station on the small rocky island of Trinidad in the South Atlantic Ocean. In January 1958, people on the island began to see unusual activity in the sky, including discs that were flying very fast. On the night of January 16th, the people who worked on board the Brazilian ship Almirante Saldanha saw the disc you can see in the photograph above. Altogether, 47 crew members, people who worked on the ship, saw the disc. Almiro Barahona, a photographer, was also there, and he took a series of 6 photos. After the ship returned to land, he gave the photos to the Brazilian Navy Ministry. Experts said that the photos were authentic, and they said they showed a 50-foot diameter object moving at 600 miles per hour. Since then, there have been 2 possible explanations for the photographs. Harvard University astronomy professor Donald H. Menzel said the UFO was an airplane flying through fog. Then, later, he said that the photos were not real. However, in 1978, an examination by an independent laboratory using digital photo analysis said that the photos were real, and that's what people believe today. The next story comes from England. Listen and make up your own mind. This happened over the last days of December 1980, near a base of the United States Air Force, which was in Bentwaters, England. For 2 nights, security guards saw unusual lights in the Rendlesham Forest near the Air Force base. On the second night, they went into the forest with lights, because the forest was very dark, and Geiger counters to see if there was any radiation. They also took 2-way radios to tell people what they were seeing. Suddenly, a 20-foot-wide, 30-foot-tall object appeared, and the Geiger counters started to make noises, and the lights and radios stopped working. The next day, there were broken trees and large holes in the ground. At first, people said this happened because of the wind. Experts explained the unusual lights using complex scientific reasons. But they could never explain why the levels of radiation were 25 times higher than normal levels in the earth and trees in the area. The story is still a mystery today, and experts cannot explain it.